Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this afternoon, Dr. Afrida Love. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to first of all say I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and each and every one of you who are tuning in. I want to thank my 9,000 listeners. Amen. On the AfridaLoveShow.com, we're working on the website. We're working on technology. And so we have new interventions within the radio show. And so I've been waiting on those new interventions to come to pass, and they finally did. And so here we are. And so I'm glad that you've decided to join the AfridaLoveShow.com. Call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the radio show is on, and we're going to add new features. We're going to start with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And you started us on our way. We thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless us to be beacons unto this dark and dismal world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you are doing for us, the things that you have done for us, and the things you're going to do. We ask that we continue to be a blessing, and we ask that each project that we partake be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you continue to develop us and create us into the individuals that you would want us to be. And we ask that you continue to bless this ministry in a miraculous way. Help us to continue to be able to serve people and continue to be able to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And my computer just went out and it's recharging. But on today, I just wanted to check in with you. I wanted to speak with you about some new features on the ministry, some new projects that we're going to partake. And also, I had an encouraging word for you. Each time that we come on the ministry, the mission of the ministry is to uplift, is to empower, is to restore individuals unto the kingdom of God. We're not here to bring you down. We're not here to criticize. We're here to publicize the word of God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. And so with that being said, since we've already read our scripture, I want to tell you that you are on the AfridaLoveShow.com. We're going to have a website coming up pretty soon with this particular ministry, and I want you to write this down so that you will know. Every Sunday, and I'm going to be back faithful to this calling, because, as I said before, we're waiting on technology, but that is no excuse for not being online, amen, when I have individuals who are saying we need to hear the word of God, we need to hear something encouraging. So on Sundays, you will hear motivational words, or you will hear a word from God with ministers. We have evangelists, we have bishops, we have prophets. You will hear that motivational piece on Sunday, excuse me. On Mondays is our needs and our wants and blessings. That's what we're going to call it, okay? Tuesday, we're going to look at the spiritual guide on the go. We're going to look at it in various perspectives. I know that we've read that before. Spiritual Guide on the Go is by yours truly. And we're going to look at the various characteristics of these individuals who were in the Bible and who made a significant impact on the world. And so we're going to look at a spiritual guide on the go on Tuesdays for the next 3 weeks or so. Then on Wednesdays is our Praying with Love and Power night. We are going to pray with love and power, and we're going to expect God to move within our lives. But with that expectancy, we also have to move as well. So God says, well, you want me to move in your life. You want me to move mountains. You want me to do this and that. What are you doing? We can't just be a bubble on a log, amen, waiting on a blessing to come. We have to actually move, and we have to get into position, God says, for your breakthrough. On Thursdays, are usually our days in which we highlight different gospel artists. We may have a gospel individual to interview or things like that. And any day, Sunday through Friday, we can interview different individuals, whether they're in movie, whether they're in film, whether they're in music. We can interview those individuals. And then on Friday, of course, is our day of catching up because we have a lot of different ministries and shows. And I know that some of you have hectic schedules, but this could be a day in which you will listen to the particular ministries that you've already missed because of prior engagements or things of that nature. Once again, I want you to write down the number. The guest call-in number is 314-314. Excuse me, that's my old number. The guest call-in number is 914-205-5808, 914-205-5808. That is the number to the ministry if you want to call in. We have some interviews set up with some particular guests, and so I will let you know my list momentarily, and momentarily is within this week. Okay. So with that being said, I want to just talk to you briefly about Jeremiah 29:11-13. This is non-scripted. This is not anything that I've written. I always like to move by the Holy Spirit of God because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and because when we hear from God, it's more authentic rather than putting in our own two senses. One of the things I want to tell you before I start, first of all, is that you have to keep a focus on God. We lose a lot of individuals to the world because of noise. I've told you this before. I've said this months ago. I've said this days ago. And when you listen to irrelevant noise, then you get off track. It's just like a GPS when you put in the wrong address, okay? Then the lady or the man who is on the GPS is telling you which direction because that is what you focused on. That is what you put in the GPS. But you have to understand and have discernment to listen to God because God is the one who has plans for you. There is no one on this earth, probably besides your parents, who have plans for your life that are good. The unfortunate part, and I'm just going to talk about it, and I don't like to say it, but it's on my heart, and God, I want you to understand this. The unfortunate part about life is that everyone doesn't have plans for you. Matter of fact, I don't think anyone has plans for you, your life or prosperity. There are people within your life who wish you nothing but success, but they don't care that much as to sit down and help you plan your life, sit down and help you to be successful and productive. Somebody said, well, when I go out to college, I have counselors. Counselors give you the path to success, but they're not they can't assure you success. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to follow that path, and you're going to have to make the grades. They can't make the grades for you. And so when we look at the plans for our lives, we're talking about the plans of Jesus Christ. And when we have the plans of Jesus Christ, we can't go wrong because God says he has plans for us to prosper. He talks about prosperity. Now, in life, and I'm just going to be very honest because these are my love listeners and individuals who just happen to listen to the ministry. In life, you have people who want to see you fail. And I've told you this, if you listen to some of my radio stations, you will hear me say that over and over because it is true. And a lot of individuals fall into the trap, okay, of listening to people, and they get caught up in a spider web. How many of you have ever watched Charlotte's Web? And this is for the kids. Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web, you know, spiders make spider webs, okay? If you get caught in the web, you're food, okay? Doesn't matter if you're a beautiful butterfly or whatever you are, you're caught in the web, and so therefore you're going to be eaten, all right? It's hard to get out of the web, right? So when you listen to people, right, you are stuck in a web because you're not listening to God. And so they keep you in this enclosed, your mind becomes closed because you feel like I'm trapped, okay? You feel like there's no way out because I'm in a spider web. Yes, because you're listening to people. Now, for the older adults, okay, the same thing. When we listen to people, then our GPS is wrong. We start traveling in the wrong direction, getting lost and having to turn around and go back and start over and, you know, from listening to people. But the point today is to listen to God. God is our guide at any circumstance. I was telling someone, and I even wrote it on my Facebook page, I said, you know, circumstances and situations do not predict
They do not determine how I feel. What determines how I feel is waking up every morning, enclosed in my right mind, a reasonable portion of my health and strength, and knowing that God is my guide. That's what makes me happy. Of course, there are things in life that makes me happy. There are things that occur, but my life is not predicated on that because I know how this world is. And because we know how the world is and because we know how people are, then we just depend on God. I don't depend on this world. I depend on the world as far as what God has placed in my life. You know, we talk about the sunshine, we talk about the rain, you know, the plants, those things of the earth depends on the sun, which is the source of God, right? It comes from God. Everything comes from God. But I don't depend on this world. You know, everything that I need, I feel like God can send it down from up above. And so when we look at our plans, I want you to understand that the focal part is God, which is if you draw a huge circle and put God, because he's the source, okay? There was a song by James Cleveland, and I'm going to try to play it. It's called God Is. You know, God is the source, and he's the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never comes short on his word. And that is the type of God that I serve. And so when we live from day to day, I don't worry from day to day. I don't. I pray to God. I get up, I pray to God, and I keep moving. I don't worry about the day because I know that God has me. And when you have that type of faith, right, you are focused on God. When you have that type of faith, are you going to be perfect? No. There are going to be some days that there are going to be some storms. There are going to be some days that you're like, oh, no, I just want to stay in bed. But through it all, God is able to see you through. And so the source of everything, I want you to put a circle, is God. He's the source of everything. And so people ask, why don't you worry about this? I don't have to, because God takes care of everything. But God expects us, right, to walk in his way. And he expects us to focus on him, and he expects us to listen to him. Okay? So Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God is the source. He says, "I have plans for you." Notice that God is speaking. He says, "For I have plans. I know the plans that I have for you." It's very important. Knowledge. Knowledge is very powerful, ladies and gentlemen, because when God says, "I know the plans I have for you," okay? Knowledge. God already knows. He starts with the end in mind. I was just talking about this. Starts with the end in mind. He already knows the plans that he has for us. The question that I want to ask is, do you know the plans of God for your life? Do you know the plans of God for your life? And many times the answer to that question is no. How do I know that? It's because we deviate. It's because we go in a different direction than what God says. Now, is that just being hard-headed, or is that just being out of ignorance that we don't know? Well, I can't speak for everyone else, but I do know when God asks, "Do you know the plans that I have for your life?" I know that in my prayer life, personally, I need to ask God to continue to show me discernment as far as the things and the service that God will want me to be. There are so many things, you know, that I have discovered that God wants me to serve. He wants me to serve and help the children at the hospital. He wants me to serve and help the community. He wants me to serve and help education. He wants me to serve and help ministry. And when we talk about the plans, God says, "I have a lot of plans for you." He says, "I have chosen you. I have selected you." And he's talking about you as well, not just me. God has chosen each and every person. But the thing is, are you going to be submissive to the plan of God? That's the question. And so if we go through life each and every day wasting our time, not being in the purpose of God, then we're losing time and we're going in the wrong direction. Okay? And so he says, "I know the plans I have for you." declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God wants us to be prosperous. The intent on the earth was never to have or live or be poor in spirit. Because if we're poor in spirit, that means that we're downtrodden. That means that we don't have any hope. And because we don't have any hope, we can't go and tend to the harvest. What is the harvest? The harvest is what God has called us to be. If we're too weak, right, if we're too weak-minded, when we talk about this, I want you to understand this, because a lot of people deviate from the church because of a weak mind. And it's not saying that you're weak as a person. It's saying, and it doesn't mean to be bullheaded either and just think that your way is the right way. You have to have a balance and understand and be strong enough to resist temptation, be strong enough to not listen to noise, be strong enough to know the voice of God and to turn from our wicked ways and to turn to God. We have to be strong enough in the Lord. So when we think about it, right, a strong mind, right, I'm going to do the right thing no matter what, okay? And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. But when we talk about a strong mind and when we talk about a weak mind, the difference is the weak mind is very wayward. They go with the wind. The weak mind is very devious. It's satanic. What I mean by satanic is that the weak mind doesn't want to do the right thing. The strong mind, I'm going to do the right thing. Because I know that God has plans for me. And even if I didn't know that God had plans for me, I'm going to do the right thing because it's just right. And it doesn't mean that you're a weak person or a strong person just because of your mindset. And you have to think about that. You know, my mindset, what is my mind like? How am I? I mean, can people really trust me when they're not there? That's the difference between a weak mind and a strong mind. A weak mind go with the crowd. Right? In spirituality, there is no democracy. There is no Republican. Okay? In spirituality, it's either right or wrong, period, point blank. And we know if it's right and we know if it's wrong. It's just like math. Either the answer is right or it's wrong. It's not like any other subject where you can explain and rationalize. Okay? So when we talk about the plans, we know that God is the source. We already figured that out. Okay? We know that God wants us to prosper. And he wants us to be safe. Excuse me, my allergies. He wants us to prosper and he wants us to be safe. Right? And prosperity, a lot of people think about green. A lot of people think about the money. When we talk about prosperity, God's talking about your knowledge. If you understand the Spirit of God and if you understand and listen to God, then you are able, right, to you're able to walk in prosperity. You're able to be in the will of God and receive everything that you need. Because everything that we have comes from God. He's the source. He's our strength. And so God wants us to be safe. He wants us to do his will. And he wants us to continue in his word. What word is that? The word of God. He wants us to do that. And so, like I said before, prosperity. Prosperity is more than money. Prosperity is standing your life's purpose and being able to walk into that purpose and being able to be successful in that purpose because we believe in God. That's what prosperity is. It's nothing more and nothing less. So when we talk about that with prosperity, it's basically understanding what God wants us to be and walking in that particular calling, okay? Then you will call on me, call on the Lord, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. One of the biggest things about life is prayer. Prayer is very important because prayer breaks a lot of yokes. Prayer provides breakthroughs, and prayer helps you to remain focused and to remain strong. And prayer is just like working out. If you don't pray, then you're going to become weak-minded, and you're going to begin to listen to people because you're not in tune with God. And so when that happens, then you become weak. And I talk about there is no way in the world, right, that someone can convince me that they pray and yet their mind is still at war because they're either gossiping in somebody else's business or not taking care of their own. It's hard for me to believe that you are in prayer and supplication. It really is. It's hard. It's hard for me to believe that you are connected to God and you really know God. And that's the same with me. You know, I'm on here on the air, right? But if I spend most of my time worried about the Joneses and the Smiths and everybody else's business except mine, then it's hard for me to be in focus with God because I'm too busy worried about you. And you're probably doing better than I am. And I'm sitting up here gossiping about you and worried about your business, and my business is not taken care of. So when we look at this, we understand and recognize that prayer is very important, and it's essential. It should be the first thing in our lives. When you open up your eyes in the mornings, the first thing you see is say, thank you, God, because somebody didn't wake up. We don't have to wake up in the mornings. God gives his grace and his mercy where we can open up our eyes, can wake up, and we can see another day. But some people take it for granted, like they're supposed to wake up. They wake up in the morning, they're either upset, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. No, you woke up on the right side of the bed. Your attitude is wrong. Okay, you woke up on the right side of the bed. Your attitude is wrong. There is no, I don't have a bad side of the bed. The bed is equal, it's balanced. When you wake up, you should be happy. That is something that God has authorized you to do, is wake up, because everybody didn't. So when we are in prayer and when we're listening to God, there is no way that we have time to live in anger, to live worrying about foolishness. We don't have time for it. We have to press on and keep going, right? And then it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Because we're in tune with God. God says we're not like lost sheep. When we decide that we don't want to pray anymore, or we decide that we don't want God in our lives anymore, and we just want to sit and gossip and worry about the Joneses and the Smiths, right, then we're saying to God, I want to do it my own way. And you go astray. We go astray when we do that. And so when we're looking for God and we're going astray, we're not going to find him. But if we're in the will of God, then it'll be easy to find God. God never will leave us nor forsake us. But we are the ones who decide to go off on a limb and to go do things in our own strength. And that's why the plans never come to pass, because we didn't put God, because first of all, God didn't authorize it. That's number one. Second of all, we're not in the will of God. It's like a GPS. We're all off. I mean, we're going in the wrong direction. And then we end up losing more than what we started with, because we're out of the will of God. And anytime you get out of the will of God, you're going to see a decrease significantly. Because the plans of God was for you to do this, but instead you did this. So therefore, there's an effect. And the effect is that you missed the mark of God of the highest calling. Because you missed the mark, now you're going the wrong way. Now you have to go turn back and compensate for the time when you should have been going this way and you went doing it the other way. Does that make sense? So the plans are all from God. God says, I have plans for your life. When you were born, God already knew. He knows the day that we're going to perish and leave this earth, and he knows each and everything that we're going to do. He knows how he's going to have to restore us. He knows how he's going to have to rebuild us, remake us. He knows everything about us. God says, I have plans for you. And guess what? The good thing about it is that nobody can stop the plans of God. Nobody. Because if that was the case, everybody would still be alive on this earth. We could negotiate with God. Say, God, I'm not ready to go. I don't want to go. Okay, you can stay on earth. No. God has plans for us. He has plans for our lives. And he wants us to be successful. And you have to understand that. And I tell people this all the time, especially my young people. Everybody don't want to see you successful. People want to see you fail. And people ask, well, why? The reasons vary. They could be jealous. They could not have as much as you have. They could just be that type of person. There are so many reasons, but that's not your job to worry about it, because God says, I have plans for you to prosper no matter what. I want you to prosper. I want you to be like a tree planted by the river. I want the sun to shine in your life. I want to be the sun in your life. I want to make sure that you are successful. Plans, prosperity. Okay? Knowledge, wisdom. Plans to give you hope and a future. And with that, if we're really in focus with God, then we're able to pray. If we're really in focus with God, then we're able to see God. And we're not deviating, and we're not going every which way. We're going one way, and we are focused on who God is. Okay? We're taking care of our harvest. We're making sure that it says charity stores at home, and a lot of people think that they're talking about money. Charity stores at home. Yeah, it does. But charity starts, first of all, in making sure that your house is straight first before you go and try to straighten somebody else's house. That's making sure that your life, making sure that everybody in your life, right, is dressed right, dressed, is okay, right? Making sure that, making sure your prayer life is right, making sure you're right before you go out and try to judge somebody or say something about somebody else. Let's make sure you have your stuff in order. And so that's what God is telling us. He says, that's why I said I have plans for you. And so when we pray and when we continue to seek God, then we are in the plan of God. And we abstain and turn from our ways of trying to be God, trying to worry about everybody else except ourselves, then our harvest begin to grow because we are continuously focused on our harvest. Now, that doesn't mean pray for individuals. That doesn't mean worry about individuals when they're sick or when someone passes away. But it means minding your own business at all times as possible, as much as possible. That's what it means. And God says, I have plans for you. He says for you. He didn't say anything about your neighbor. It's a personal thing, right? And so we all need to worry about our own plans. And then with that, right, if we can help and pray for somebody else, then we need to do that. But in the meantime, God is talking to us. He says, I have plans for you. It's personal. Okay? So just know that God wants us to prosper. Don't let anybody think, make you think that God doesn't want you to be successful. Don't ever let anybody think that they're holding your blessing. Don't ever let anybody think that they're God, because they're not. Whenever God gets ready, it'll happen. You know, I was talking about working on a huge production, you know, and God allowed me to finish the production, right, in God's own timing. So nobody can hinder you, stop God's blessing, none of that, okay? Nobody has that much power. If God wanted to take us right now, he could, trust me. And so nobody has that power where they can steal your blessing, hold your blessing, none of that. That's fallacy. That's satanic. That's not thinking outside the box. So just know that God has plans for you. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to pray. He wants us to seek him. And when we seek God, we shall find him. When we knock, he shall open the door and answer. That's the type of God that we serve. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't think any differently. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but guess what? God restores us. And God says, no matter what, some of you who are supposed to be ministering, some of you who are supposed to be doing this or that, God says that's not going to go away because we still have to serve God. Once, when you're anointed, you're anointed. God talks about the talents. It's a difference between being talented and having a gift. Being talented, those things can take away if you don't utilize those things. But when you're anointed by God, right, those things never fade away. You might stop using them for whatever reason. Things don't fade away. When you look in the dictionary, at talented and gifted, it's two different things. A lot of people want to put gifted and talented together, but they're two separate things. When you're gifted, you're anointed by God. When you are talented, right, God gives you a special skill that you're able to do. And if you don't continue to practice it, such as playing the piano, speaking another language, all those things, then you lose it. But once God put that stamp of approval on you for anointed, and you have that word, that doesn't fade away. You can go astray, you can do all that, but all that other stuff, it doesn't fade. It stays right there. And so with that, then you have to understand the difference, gifted and talented. So don't let anybody tell you, you know, because they don't know themselves. Gifted and talented. Talented, you can lose those talents. It's in the Bible because they didn't use them. Gifted, you anointed. You're not gonna ever lose your anointing. It's not. Okay? So that was today's message. All right? I have a couple of announcements I want to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actress, actors, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, continue to pray for each and every person in your life, those you know and those you do not know. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And don't forget to pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. You have to pray for yourself. You have to encourage yourself. Pray for yourself and make sure you do that. In addition to that, we're going to have a couple of projects coming up. I want to speak to some of you about the project at St. Jude's in San Antonio, Texas. In December, God's will, we're going to do some things for those babies. And also the production that's coming up, as well as the different interviews on the radio show and the community service projects, as well as the literacy camps that we are going to hold. So I wanted to make sure that you understood that. But in order to reach me, as I said before, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And I want you to know that, as I said before, God always have plans for your life, plans for you to prosper. And many times, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to be finished for today, many times the reason why people stray away, and this is young and old, we talk about dropouts, we talk about people dropping out of the church, people dropping out of school, people taking their lives, people doing all these other things, is because they're listening to people and not God. I'm not saying don't listen to anybody. That's not what I'm saying. I want you to hear me, and I want to be very clear. You listen to God, and you continue to trust in God. Okay? Listen to God and continue to trust in God. You're going to have an ear for God. That means you're going to have to slow it down some, and you're going to have to read your Bible, and you're going to pray to God and form a relationship with God. That's what you're going to have to do. There's no need in dropping your mantle, giving up, quitting because of life. It's not the end of the world. Life goes on. Trust me. Life is going to continue to go on, okay? And so what I want you to, as you go throughout your week, I want you to think about the plans that God has for your life. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're just now listening, if you're just now saved, you just now been walking with God, it doesn't matter. He has a plan for your life. Each and every person on this earth, there is a plan for your life. What is that plan? And you have to find that out from God. I don't know the plan. I don't know your plan. You have to find that out yourself, okay? And so, you know, stop listening to all the noise. You know that there are going to be people who want to see you fail, people who want to see you successful, right? There's no need to be depressed, despondent, all that other stuff for what? You have a whole life ahead of you. There's a whole world out there waiting on you. And it's not the end of the world. You have to get that through your head. It's not the end of the world. When you wake up, just live from day to day. You know, people are all stressed out. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, no blood pressure at all. You know, you're stressed out. You're worried about this world. This world is going to continue to go on. I'm telling you. The world is going to continue to keep it moving. Stress? Mm-mm. Do something to relieve that stress. I don't know what you do. Do something, go walking, something, read. I don't know. You know? Just, in other words, what I'm telling my love listeners, enjoy life. Don't worry about all this other stuff. It's going to be all right. Just give it to God and keep it moving. God's going to take care of you. I'm teaching you how to have that bird mentality. I'm not saying don't just let everything, nothing's going to ever bother you. No. But just know it's not the end of the world. It's really not. You know, so continue to trust in God. Don't allow this world to predicate how you feel. You feel the way you feel because God is good, because God is blessing. There are going to be events, you know, in your life that's going to make you happy, that's going to make you sad. But don't make that the end all be all as to how you feel, right? So that's that. So understand that God has plans for you. He wants you to prosper. And if you want to be on my ministry, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com for the interviews, for if you have new music out, be sure to email me. All of my newcomers, thank you so much for joining. I have over 100 newcomers since the last time I've been on the radio show, waiting on this technology. And I have over 9,000 listeners, so I'm excited. Amen. Amen. So continue to share this ministry. The number is 914-205-5808. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Send your music. Send your announcements. All those great things, okay? And I'll be on a few panels, and I have some speaking engagements that I will let you know about, as well as we're going to do a couple of podcasts, we're going to do some YouTube videos and things of that nature. So please be sure to stay tuned, and I do need to get some music on my ministry as my introduction. Thank you so much, and may God take care of you and bless you, and be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our needs and wants and blessings, all right? You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. So long, everybody.